And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Nick McNamara speaking with some folks from Ascension Via Christi Hospital. On the line, we have President CEO Bob Koppel, as well as some nurses, Jessica Wolf, Brooklyn Stoddard, and Annette Conroe. So a few of you folks were out actually responding to different areas for COVID-19 responses. And whoever would like to jump in first, identify yourself before you speak, just so for folks at home are able to identify you. Tell me where you went and... first of all, where you went, and welcome home as well.
I'm Brooklyn Stoddard. I'm a CNA here at Ascension. I went to Joliet, Illinois, near Chicago. I was at a rehab nursing facility, so it was called Presence Villa Fran.
What were some of your duties there, and what was kind of the situation that you were seeing when you arrived?
The situation when I arrived, like on day one, there was quite a few deaths there. I can't remember exactly how many, but I know that there was quite a few. They actually had two units designated to COVID units. And I think the biggest issue there was their staffing. They lost 90% of their staff due to COVID. They were out sick. So they didn't have like the staff that they needed to care for those COVID patients. So that was like a big issue.
What type of strain does that end up putting on you as a worker when you have to make up for that big of a deficit?
Well, I think it was just hard because knowing that like the staff that was there, a lot of them had worked like up to 28 days in a row. So like we were there to help them like have some days off so that they could come back and be better. It is a lot of pressure just knowing that like, you're in a place that you're not familiar with. And you have to do the same things that you're required to do back home, and you're not comfortable there, and you're not familiar with it, but it's like you don't really have a choice, and you just have to jump in and do the best you can.
And, you know, I'm sure everyone there was very appreciative to get the help, and I know I mentioned that off-air that I think everyone here at KMAN can express gratitude for everything you all are doing and the hours you're putting in to respond to this pandemic. Jessica Wolf, you're an RN. You were also out as well. Can you tell me sort of where you were and what you were seeing?
I went to St. Joe's Hospital in Chicago downtown. My experience wasn't quite like a nursing home. I was on a floor similar to the one that I work here. I would agree with Brooklyn that the hardest part is not knowing where anything is, how to use anything. Our system, they didn't use anything that we did as far as charting systems, anything for meds, everything was completely different. So, and then you do have a lack of staff in certain areas. It kind of just feels like you're not able to provide the care that you want to. You kind of just have to do the best you can. And we would take care of maybe 4 to 5 COVID patients or PUIs at a time. And then the hardest part is just gowning up and degowning and everything, like for every single patient. It takes a lot of time.
What were your shifts looking like there? I imagine they were pretty long hours.
Yeah, we did 12-hour shifts, which would turn into maybe 13-hour shifts. And I worked every day, but maybe one or two. So.
What do you do when you're in these situations to be able to mitigate and handle the stress and the pressure of, you know, maybe increased workloads or just more serious workloads than you were maybe previously used to working in?
Explain your question again, sorry.
How do you mitigate some of the pressure and stress? What are some ways that, or maybe some advice you can give to other medical professionals now that you've experienced something like this? How can they mitigate some of that, the new difficulties and strangeness of walking into a situation that like you weren't familiar in, like you discussed?
If you're going to a new place, I guess you just kind of have to go with the flow. And that's kind of what we've done here. I mean, the rules always change. They've been doing it a while up there, so they have a little bit of a system, and it's still kind of just chaotic. But you just have to stay open-minded. We didn't get much training prior, but you just have to kind of go with the flow and then just stay open-minded.
And Annette, I spoke with Bob about Jessica and Brooklyn, but I'm not sure what your role in all of this was. Tell me about, were you out there as well, heading out to different areas responding?
I was not. I'm actually the director here. So I was the one who went to my staff asking if anyone was interested in going. I was very surprised on the number of staff that really felt this as a challenge and willing to go. So I was the one that kind of helped coordinate getting them there, making sure they had what they need once they got there, and just kind of being that cheerleader back here of making sure they were doing well while they were there.
When you when you saw these volunteers step up, how important was that? And what were sort of your feelings seeing some people being willing to step into a difficult situation and potentially a risky one too?
It was really kind of exciting just knowing that that's truly what we want to see in a nurse. There are those that are willing to go wherever needed to do that help. It's really just that personality of a nurse of we're here to help, and wherever we're needed, we're ready.
And we're running low on time here, but if there was one, I guess we could go back to Jessica in Brooklyn real quick. What is one takeaway maybe you had from your experience and that you're able to bring back to your career here in Manhattan?
One tip I have is just to go in with an open mind and open heart and be there for not only you and the staff that traveled with you, but the staff that was there as well.
And Jessica?
I guess mine is kind of the same as Brooklyn's, and then I'm just glad to be home and I appreciate what we have here.
Well, I'll say for K-Man again, thank you for what you do. And I'm sure everyone over there was appreciative of your work as well.
Thank you.
And thanks again to Annette, Brooklyn, Jessica, and Bob Koppel, all coming on and speaking with me about things going on at the hospital. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
And that does it for this portion of In Focus. Stay tuned. We're going to transition into a break and come back and speak with the principal at Flint Hills Christian Schools. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.